I'm Kevin Willis. Not far from the studios of this station, just one floor down to be exact, is where a support group with a very specific purpose meets. The Bowling Green chapter of the National Stuttering Association is led by Carl Coffey, someone who's been a lifelong stutterer himself.
To some people who might be listening, they might say, oh, well, I don't hear you stutter. I'm what most people would classify as a covert stutterer, or have been for most of my life. And so I, throughout my life, had always tried to look for techniques and tricks to not stutter, because it was a very painful thing. And I think people who stutter often feel ostracized and othered because of their stuttering. I would say my stutter is mostly mild, and I've gone through a lot of speech therapy and things like that throughout the years, and so it's become manageable for me.
Carl, I was wondering if you could share with our listeners what it's like to experience wanting to communicate with friends, family as a young person and just not maybe feeling like you can do it because of your stutter.
When I was a kid, I used to try and think of other ways to say what I wanted to say and not stutter. So instead of saying, oh, I really want to go camping, I'd say, oh, I'd like to go outside and spend a night under the stars. And so that might sound really like poetic and cool, but it was my way of trying to get around those sounds or those words that I know might trip me up. And I think for a lot of people, you know, they either avoid certain sounds or even certain people or situations where they think they might have trouble, or, you know, they try and substitute words or sounds. Looking ahead to plan your words is another thing. I know for me, being in a conversation, if I know I'm going to meet someone, most people who stutter will stutter on their name. And that's a difficult thing because, you know, you can't change your name. They might stutter on where they're from. You're from a certain place. That's not as easy to change. And so those are typically some common scenarios where you may see that happening.
If I'm speaking with somebody who is having difficulty with stuttering, what advice do you have for the person in my position? On the one hand, I don't want to draw more attention to it. I don't want to make the other person feel bad. But then I also maybe do I feel like I should acknowledge this in some way? What advice do you have?
I think one good piece of advice is just to be patient. And as a listener, to be patient, to maintain eye contact. Because for people who stutter, maintaining eye contact sometimes is a difficult thing. There's a lot of shame and fear associated with stuttering, and so they may avert their eyes. But I think just, you know, being patient and just treating someone with the same respect that you'd, you know, expect someone to treat you when speaking. I know a lot of times we're so rushed and we're used to living in a fast-paced world. But, you know, I think taking that time out and being intentional, maintaining eye contact, you know, really letting people finish their sentences and their thoughts, I think is big. You know, I've noticed the other day I was at a drive-thru and I saw on the drive-thru speaker, it said something like, people with speech or hearing difficulties, please, you know, move forward to the window for us if you need assistance in ordering. And that was a really cool thing to see that I'd never seen, that, you know, for people who stutter, they may not want to go through a drive-thru because it may be a really difficult experience.
Carl, thank you so much for coming by to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
Carl Coffey is head of the Bowling Green chapter of the National Stuttering Association. The group meets on the third Thursday of each month in room 118 of the academic complex at WKU from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Another resource Carl recommends is the NSA's website, westutter.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.